It is time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, is back with us, the original DJ from the DJ Sessions. Travis, great to have you back.
Great to be back, Jeremy.
And some of the music you've brought us this week starts with the Missouri group Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. This is called I Need Never Get Old.
Can we be there? Oh, just think of the time. Art and love so strange. Said you never know. While I try my best, hey, to cover our eyes. It's a common way to blame and hide the truth. I know that some will say it matters a little bit. Oh, but come on and mean it to me. Need it so bad.
Almost sounds like something out of the late 60s.
Yeah, it does. And actually, he is signed to the Stax record label, which is sort of the Motown of Memphis back in the 60s and 70s. And they were home to Sam and Dave and Rufus Thomas, the Staple Singers, all kinds of greats of like the soul and R&B scene back then. But yeah, he is like the latest in that, I guess, in that lineage of artists. He's been around for a while. He's been doing sort of introspective folk music for a few years, and this is the first album with the Night Sweats, and it's a real departure from his older material.
Well, and we actually first heard about this group in a music segment we did over the summer about a song they put out called SOB, which was popular over the summer. What else do we know about Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats?
From what I've read, his father died when he was a really young man, and he had to quit school and get a job to support his family, and I feel like the music on this Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats album sort of reflects this hard scrabble life. It's got a very lived-in feel about it.
Well, let's get to another one you wanted us to hear. This is the Michigan artist who calls himself Bournes, and that's with a slash through the O. This is called Electric Love. And people may recognize this song from a Hulu commercial, Travis, but what caught your ear about it?
Well, he came onto the radar of a bunch of KCRW DJs about a year ago at this time. He put out a 4-song EP called Candy, and it was incredible. And just sort of coming off such a great EP like that right out of the box, you had to wonder if he could possibly top it. And last week, he released his debut full length, and it's called Dopamine, and it is really, really incredible. It's somewhere between the like classic glam rock of T-Rex and contemporary indie pop. It's kind of a weird fusion that he's able to make work together.
And who is Bournes?
He's a 23-year-old singer-songwriter from Michigan that lives in L.A. now. Other than that, I don't really know a whole lot. This is his first album, and there's just not a whole lot of information out there about him.
So new on the scene, you heard it here first on the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Let's get to another one, Travis. This is the Danish singer-songwriter that calls herself Mo, also with a slash through the O. Let's go right there. What is that about? Why are you bringing us all these artists who have a slash through their O in their name?
I think those are the only two artists that I listen to with slashed O's, but it must be becoming a thing, because to have two in one DJ session is pretty astonishing.
Yeah, it's quite astonishing. This is called Kamikaze.
Fly free.
a very bubblegum pop sound there, Travis. And actually, she says in a press release that has to do with this album that she fell in love with pop music like the Spice Girls, but that she now wants to bring something new to the table.
Yeah, she does. I mean, a lot of people, Mo is not an artist that a lot of people know, but they actually do probably know her because she was the vocalist on Spotify's most globally streamed song of the year, which was Lean On by Major Lazer. And Diplo is one of the members of Major Lazer, and he produced this new track, Kamikaze. And sonically, it's very similar to Lean On. It's sort of like a bouncy, laid-back groover with one foot in Jamaican dance hall. So it's not like a huge departure from what they did before. And I really feel like if Lean On ruled the first 9 months of the year, this has the potential to sort of take the rest of the year and just totally run with it.
You think this could become a big hit that we hear on all kinds of radio stations?
I do. It just sort of grabs you on the first listen and just commands your attention. And just, I don't know, the first time I heard it, I was just blown away and I had to listen to it 3 times in a row.
One more that you wanted us to hear. This is Tom Misch from London. Here is Beautiful Escape featuring Zach Abel.
Down my neck as the blood's rushing to my legs, waiting for a chance to prove that my soul, it belongs to you. I just wanna go there. I just want a beautiful escape. I just wanna move, yeah. Show you that this love is yours to take.
Save the best for last, Travis, which I thank you for. But also, the Brits really do just know dance music better than anybody else.
They do. I mean, I would say Tom Misch's stuff leans a little bit more toward the R&B soul side on the whole. But I could see where you
could dance to that. Anybody could.
You could easily dance. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. But yeah, this just came out. Tom Misch was not on my radar. This is one of those random emails that I got for his Beat Tape 2 mixtape. And the instant that I put that song on, I just fell in love with it.
Well, tell us more about Tom Misch.
You know, he's a 20-year-old producer, singer, songwriter, violinist, according to his bio as well. But he's got a very mature and developed ear. There's like, just that song that we heard, there's like a lot of restraint in it. I mean, like, it's very minimal, and I feel like that's what really works for it, sort of pushing the vocals a little bit more to the forefront rather than trying to get too fancy with the production. And at the end of the song, there's even some jazz guitar, which you wouldn't expect a 20-year-old producer to include on his stuff, but it really works. And I've read interviews with him where he says he's influenced by J Dilla, who's the late, great hip-hop producer. And, you know, it's not super apparent when you first hear it, but there is like a looseness to his productions. There's kind of like a swing to it that almost gives it a live feeling.
Now, Travis, I know, because you and I have talked about this, that you spend hours daily looking for the new music that you're going to bring to your nightly show on KCRW, and then you bring some of your favorites to us. But are there any big new releases that you are looking forward to as we look forward to the winter?
You know what? I am a Kanye West guy. I know people feel very passionately like either pro or against. I'm definitely in the pro camp for Kanye West. I don't know if that new album's coming out, but it should be, hopefully. There's also a group called Chromatics that I really like, and they've sort of slowly been releasing singles. I think they've put out like 4 or 5 at this point, but their full length is supposedly on the way too.
So some good things to look forward to this winter. Travis Holcomb of KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Thanks as always.
Thanks, J-Hob.
And you can find all of our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.